Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Don't know what's going on, but hey, I had to be here this morning. For some reason, I am in a whole queue, but the system of God speaks, so God always gives us another way to get to the way where we need to go. This morning, we are having, the enemy is mad because we're getting ready to unveil his schemes and what he does to cause division within the body of Christ. That's his job. That's what he does. And I have to say, he does it well. He creates division within God's people. He creates division. And the word that God gave me this morning, be wise in what is good and avoid deceptive evil. We got to avoid those who cause division within the body of Christ, cause division within our world. If something is causing division, if something is causing situations where folks are hating each other, mad at each other, upset about this, upset about that, all up in arms, that's something to look at and say, wait a minute now, is that a God? Because I can tell you, it's not. God is not a divider. God wants us to be unified in the body of Christ. He wants us to love each other as Christ loved the church. And so that comes from being kind and being understanding and walking with God. Hallelujah. God wants us to walk with him. God wants us to walk with him. So hold on just a minute, family. We're going to go for a quick break, and I'm going to give you some music this morning. Give me just a minute.
each and every day. I will seek your face. My soul is crying out for more. I want more of you. Won't be satisfied nor content with where I am. Whoa. So I will apprehend till I'm captured by what I'm after.
I'm back again. I'm not sure where we left off because the devil is mad. I keep getting kicked out of my own blog. But you know what? I am not upset. I'm getting ready to open up this call line, you know, to Evangelist Teresa. And Evangelist, I'm going to leave this your line open. I just need you to mute your phone. If you quit hearing me speak, then I need you to continue reading. Because what's going on is I keep getting kicked out because the devil don't want y'all to hear this message this morning. He don't want you to hear it. He don't want you to understand, hallelujah, that God is in control of everything.
Hallelujah.
We got to understand that, you know, when the enemy comes in, he can't take it. He cannot take the fact that God has got it all going on. Hallelujah. We are all God's children. And as the word of God has said, you know, we are in Job and we're in chapter 27. And this is what it says. It says, I will teach you about the hand of God. This is Job speaking. And he went on to tell us about folks with power. And he said the east wind carries him away and he is gone. It sweeps him out of his place. It hurls against him and does not spare. He flees desperately from its power. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall kiss him out of his place. And this is what Job said. Surely, chapter 28 of Job. Surely there is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is melted from ore. Man puts and into darkness and searches every recess, for ore is the darkness and the shadow of death. He breaks open a shaft away from people. It's places forgotten by feet. They hang far away from men. They swing to and fro. As for the earth, from it comes bread, but underneath it turned up as by fire. Its stones are the source of sapphires, and it contains gold dust. That path no bird knows, nor has the falcon eye seen it. The proud lions have not trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed over it. I need you to mute your phone, Evangelist, because we're going to be talking in just a minute. And then it goes on to say, he dams up the streams from trickling. What is hidden, he brings forth to light. I'm going to go right there, put a pin there in verse 11 of Job, chapter 28. He dams up the streams from trickling. What is hidden, he brings forth to light. God is bringing forth to light so many things, but so many people of God don't want to listen. They've hardened their hearts to truth and prefer lies. We got to get into the truth of things. And it says, but where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it far in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me. The sea says, it's not with me. It cannot be purchased for gold, nor can silver be weighed for its price. It cannot be valued on the gold of Ophir. In precious onyx or sapphire, neither gold nor crystal can equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewelry or fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or quartz. For the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. For where then does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living, from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard a report about it with our ears. God understands its ways, and he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens to establish a weight for the wind and apportion the waters by measure. When he made a law for the rain and a path for the thunderbolt, then he saw wisdom and declared it. He prepared it indeed. He searched it out. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Whew, I'm going to say that again. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. I know I'm scared of God. I know I don't play with God. I don't try to pretend with God. God knows every part of me. So I'm going to tell you now, be fearful, because God's got the power to take the breath out of your body. Don't play with God, and don't play with his people, because I'm going to tell you something. God sees everything, and God tells us in his word, as Job is speaking, and to depart from evil is understanding. Depart from evil is understanding. Are we understanding today? Are we listening today? Are we getting it today? Because God is in charge of everything. And we got to remember that. That all things come from God. And he is in charge. Be wise to what is good and avoid deceptive evil. And then as we go into our psalm this morning, it says this. In Psalm 97, verses 1 through 6. And it says, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies around about. His lightning lights the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth, the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. And I tell you this, God is here. His glory will shine, and what's done in the dark will come into the light. And understanding, we pray to God's children, because he told us in the word one more time, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Do you fear God or do you fear man? And to depart from evil is understanding. Are you following after evil? Are you following after God? Proverbs 23, verses 13 through 14. Do not withhold correction from a child. Oh, he's just, you know, he just don't understand. He's 20 years old. He should understand by now. But it, you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. The problem why we have kids killing kids, we have all kind of crazy going on, is because some of us grew up in that time where we read the books, and the book said that you don't spank your child. You don't do this. You give them a timeout, and you treat them, you know, you don't have to. To spank a child, you just don't have to do that. Excuse me, what does God's word say? Does God's word say don't spank? No, God says do not withhold correction from a child. But if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. And God's not talking about beating your child to death. God's not talking about beating the absolute this and that out of your kid. God ain't saying beat your baby black and blue. But God is saying that you need to spank that baby sometimes. And I'm not talking babies. Y'all know when I say baby, I'm talking your baby, not a child, like a infant. Infants don't need to be spanked. toddler, you can correct with a little tap on the hand. And I'm not saying beating your baby boy or your baby girl black and blue. And I'm not talking them babies that are less than 5 years old, because a five-year-old has complete understanding of right and wrong. Because you start when they are toddlers. When they start walking and they start touching stuff that can hurt them, you just tap a hand. No. And say no. Don't touch. And when you do that enough times, they know. And they'll tell you, no, don't touch. And they'll tell folks coming to your house, no, don't touch. Because they can hurt them. So babies, they get it. They're smart. But you ain't got to beat no baby. And when I say a baby, I'm talking less than five. But when they get to be 5 years old and they're starting school, you can't let a child fall out and act up. That bottom. Again, you got to tap a bottom. And I know there's some that is going to say, oh, no, I don't believe that pastor's over there talking about beating children. I'm not. But I'm telling you what the word of God said. God said, when you beat him with a rod, he will not die. That's not my word. That's God's word. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. That's God's word, not mine. And I know there are those that would take it and go out of context and run with it. But God is not telling us to beat our children. God is telling us to love our children. God is telling us to guide our children. God is telling us to keep our kids going in the right direction. Hallelujah. Because, you know, I'm going to open up for Evangelist to speak, because she is a teacher of the little ones. And I'm going to tell you now, don't you even think about beating one of her babies. She'll be ready to beat you up. You know, Evangelist, your line is open. We're getting ready to go into Romans chapter 16, which is where our title comes from. But I just had to open up for you to speak on your children. You can unmute your phone, because we understand there are kids that need correction. And there are kids that have possession. There are kids that have a wickedness that do need to be beat out of them. But I'm, again, not talking about the boo and abuse. Because you don't abuse any child. Because when you abuse a child innocent, God's going to abuse you. God's going to beat the hell out of you. So I'm not saying that. So I want to make sure I clarify. We don't want nobody out there beating their children black and blue. But God is not saying spare that rod. God is saying you need to spank a child sometimes. And why? To keep them from going to hell. We don't want to see some kid that was not disciplined when they were little, who does not know right from wrong, shooting up another school, killing another classmate, doing what is evil because they don't know any better, because the hell hadn't been beat out of them. Because they never were disciplined. They were never spanked. They were never told no. They were always told, okay, don't do that. And then when you give them a timeout, they break the window. Come on now. You better understand. God is giving us an instruction book, so we just need to follow it. Our title is coming out of Romans 16, chapter 1 through 27. And, you know, I know there are a lot of pastors out there in a fucking male who don't think women should be in the pulpit, who think women should not be involved except for, you know, on the women's day. But if you read this word here, you see all kind of women working in the ministry with Paul, with all those that are working with Paul. Many women are mentioned, especially in this word. And let's go through it. And it says this: I commend you, Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cilicia, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed she has been a helper of many and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ, husband and wife working in the ministry, workers in Christ Jesus who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church in that it is in their house. Greet my beloved Apephias, who is a first fruit of Acacia to Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much for us. Greet Jonathan and Juno, my countrymen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplia, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Zacchaeus, my beloved. Greet Apuleius, approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Trustfulness. Greet Hadaronius, my countrymen. Greet those who are in the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Cedia and Triphosia, who have labored in the Lord. And again, women of God. Greet the beloved Persians, who labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Greet Asinicrius, Pleiadon, Hermas, Patrobus, Hermes, and the brethren who are with them. Greet Philagia and Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy gift. The churches of Christ greet you. Now I urge you, brethren, and this is what we are as Christians in the house of God, to get into our spirit. We as Christians in this world need to get this in our spirit. Now I urge you, brethren, note, this is that word, note, those who cause division and offense, contrary to the doctrine which you learn, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. God is showing us that and telling us in his word, we've got to be wise. We got to have wisdom. We got to know what is good and what is evil. Don't be deceived by evil. Don't be simple concerning evil. We got to be wise. And no, God is showing you some things. But some don't want to listen. They got so caught up in world that they forgot their faith. They forgot Jesus Christ. They forgot power. And ultimate power corrupts the uncorruptible. We got to be careful, because spirit of Antichrist is here. It's here. All we have to do is continuously study revelations. We're starting to see revelations played out in our own time and eyes. Maybe not to the extent, but so many things are starting to show up. Spirit of Antichrist is alive and well and in our world. And this is what the word says in verse 21. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my countrymen, greet you. Tiberius, who wrote this epistle, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, my host, and the host of the whole church, greet you. Eurytus, the treasurer of the city, greet you. Quartius, a brother, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith, to God alone. Why be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Woo, glory to God. The Lord is speaking this morning, and it has made the devil mad. It has made the devil mad. He's upset because he can no longer control what God is saying and what God is doing. He's tried to cover our ears. He's tried to do that, nah, nah, make all kind of noise to keep you from listening to the word of God is in control. And we got to understand that what God wants to go forth is going to go forth. We got to be diligent in our walk. We got to be diligent in our talk. We got to avoid evil. We got to avoid getting caught up in foolishness. And we go back and hit some life lessons before we're finished this morning. And the first is coming out of Job chapter 27, verses 3 through 4. And for those that are just joining this Moving Forward experience, forgive all the technical issues we had this morning. But I knew when God gave me this word that it was going to be trouble because the enemy don't want you to hear. But I'm grateful to God that he said, not today, Satan. This word is going straight through. This word is going forth because God is in charge. And so for those just joining us, again, my disclaimer, I am not paid by Charles Stanley. I'm not paid by any of his ministries to hawk his Bible. But I will do that now. I'm hawking this Bible. I'm telling you, this is the greatest Bible you could ever own in your Bible arsenal. In your biblical arsenal, you should have more than one Bible. Because as I was reading this word this morning, I went and looked at it in different Bibles. And I'm going to tell you, it's different. You got to read the whole thing. Because one will take stuff out of it. I'm looking, I'm like, where is the rest of it? Not there. It goes from one place to the next, to the end, and takes out a whole bunch of other stuff. Especially stuff about deception. It's all gone. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. So be careful what Bibles you buy and what Bibles you read. But you can get others just so you can compare the King James, New King James, NIV. You know, Christian Standard Bible is very good in explanation. So New Living Translation is pretty good. But when you start getting into some of these other Bibles, be real careful about what you're buying because it can be some counterfeit stuff out there that's not giving you the whole word. And so I'm coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year. And it has been a pleasure. We are on today's word, which is the 18th of August. And we have read Job chapter 27 through 28, verse 28. We have read the 97th Psalm, verses 1 through 6, Proverbs chapter 23, verses 13 through 14. In Romans 16. Evangelist, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
All right. We had just talked about earlier in Proverbs chapter 23, verses 13 through 14, it's talking about correction. And it says, do not withhold correction from a child. But if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. And I was talking about you. I said, now evangelists would have a moment, anybody trying to touch one of her babies, because understanding that is her calling is to teach little children. But understanding, we both know that you have to still discipline children, because there are some children that truly need a spanking. There are some children that you will not spank but once. My children were children that did not require a beat down. I'm just being funny. I'm not meaning that. But my sons, honestly, you know, I did have to discipline my boys, but I'm going to tell you something. They are honorable men because the rod was not there, but they were not beaten black and blue. They were given time out, but they were also spanked when spankings were needed. And that was small. So that when they grew up, they didn't have to be spanked. They didn't have to be disciplined. They did what they were told.
They
but
didn't
that
go
thing
to jail.
You start them when they're little, with yeses and mm-hmm. noes, and don't touch it.
Yeah.
And you teach them the train of a child the way to go when he's old, when I depart from it. But you cannot spare the rod. You got to give a spanking sometimes. Because I'm sorry. Yeah. I've been in the store. Have you not, Evangelist, been in stores where you see these children just fall out? Have a moment.
Yeah, I'd like
and the mama's like, oh, stop doing this. Don't do that. You know, come on.
Yeah.
Tear that little mama up and keep it going.
That's a bathroom moment.
Well, you say, sis, say it again, Evangelist.
That's a bathroom moment there.
Amen.
My niece, I'm going to tell you something. My niece is in her 30s. When she was a little girl, from age 2 on up, her and I traveled from California to Illinois by plane, by bus, you know, and I mean, I never had an issue because if I started, I said, do you want me to adjust your attitude? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. To this day, who does she respect? Her aunt. And I tell parents this, spare the rod, you spoil the child. These parents, right. I've seen so many, Johnny, don't do that. Don't do that, Johnny. That's not right. Come on. We're going to have a little talk.
That's right. Let's have a little talk with Jesus.
When they're age 2 to 5, corner. But once they hit 5, oh, honey, that's time for the ride.
Exactly.
I won't spank other people's kids, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll put them in the corner. But when it comes to my granddaughter, my great-granddaughter, I got a belt just for them. You want to fall out? I'm going to teach you how to fall out. You know, because...
Right, Evangelist, let's get back into the
word. You know what?
We got into that child thing. But, you know, I'm going to have people ready to put me off the air because they say, oh, Pastor Bridges over there talking about abusing children. No, we're not.
No, it's not a...
What we're talking about is that we have to... No, we have to make sure that we ask God. You know, God will show you what to do. You know, but we cannot abuse our children. I am not going to advocate child abuse because I'll be the first one to stand in front of a child being abused. And I'm going to tell you this. There's a line.
I heard somebody who abused a child.
There's a line. There is a line that, you know, we don't cross that line. If somebody's crossing that line, then you need to step in. I worked in my career before retirement. I worked in the Department of Corrections, and I worked in law enforcement. My husband was in law enforcement. And I say this, and my husband was also military. There's one thing you don't do, and that is abuse a child. A child has no advocate but God. And so what we have to do is understand, you abuse a child, then God's going to beat your behind. There's a difference between bearing a rod and spoiling a child. God is not talking about beating the absolute bejesus out of your child. Yeah, you beat the hell out of some kids. Some kids need the hell beat out of them. And I don't mean abuse again. I mean sometimes you need to take, and when you say the hell beat out of them, a spanking up to a certain age. After that, you start breaking stuff. You take
they're taking their cell phones, their tablets.
Come on now. You got to take stuff. Because I'm going to tell you something. My children, one was like four or five.
Mm-hmm.
They were like five and 8 or 9. Because they're like 4 years apart. So I think they were five or nine, I think is how old they were. And this was a Christmas that they had just acted up. No, six and ten, that's what it was. 6 and 10.
Okay.
And they had just acted up in school. You know, but then both of them got real straight come about November because they knew Christmas was coming. And so my husband and I decided we got to teach them some lessons. We didn't spank them. We didn't do anything. We just watched. And I said, they getting tight now because Christmas is coming. And so we brought them. They knew what they wanted. They had made their list. And we actually got everything they wanted. But come Christmas Day, they came running down the steps because they just knew they had Christmas. And they didn't have anything. Not
food.
Only thing they had was socks, was underwear. You know how you give them their Christmas underwear?
Right.
They had underwear and socks, not a toy, not a game, nothing. Nothing.
Mm.
And they are limping.
Children.
And one thing they learned that day, don't play with God first. And don't think that
Amen.
You can straighten up at the end and think you're going to get everything you want. That you got to do it right
nothing.
All the time. So they didn't get anything Christmas Day. And the lesson was, did you deserve anything? And they like, no. They were honest.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't.
See?
They
you
didn't
taught
deserve
a child
anything.
The way you did,
but I tell you what,
I
did, though.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, the 26th, they did get everything. And they weren't expecting it. And we watched two little boys cry. They just cried because they understood the impact that you have to repent. And we learned you got to repent before you think you can get anything from God. We have to learn repentance before salvation. And salvation
Amen.
Comes to repentance. And we have to teach children to be repentant, to know that what they did was not right, and to change how they do things. But I don't want to miss out on some things, sis. So let's get into some of these life lessons before we run out of time. And the first one is the breath of God in my nostrils. Because every breath we take is really the breath of God. It belongs to
Amen.
Him, and he can take it back at any time. So let
yes,
us use our breath to glorify and praise him so long as we have it. You know, if you have ever had issues with bronchitis or asthma or issues with your breathing, you understand that word because an asthmatic cannot breathe. They need to have that inhaler to open their lungs. You know, when you have bronchitis, your voice goes and comes. As you know, y'all been with me for a long time. No, I get bronchitis. And there's times where I sound different, sound like froggy in the morning. But I understand that it's this breath comes from God. It
Amen.
Comes from God. Every breath we take comes from God, and we should be giving God thank you every day. And then in Job chapter 28, verse 28, it says, behold, of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. And, you know, as God was giving me that word, this word this morning, and like I said, I knew when I saw it, I said, oh, Lord, you got to start some stuff. Be wise in what is good. Boy, just that
yes,
evil. And then Job breaks it all down with, behold, the fear of the Lord.
yes.
wisdom. That is wisdom. The fear of the Lord is wisdom. And the depart
yes,
from evil yes. is understanding. And it says this, why is it wise to fear the Lord? How do we show insight when we obey him? One day we will stand before him that each one may receive the things done in the body, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians to get all of that. Verse 5 through 10. We got to all understand we're going to stand before God. And this
Amen.
Is the word that I want to get out there, and it's telling us to avoid counterfeit. You know, our pastor tells us all the time, the enemy comes before or after a move of God. And I'm
sure does.
You know, and I'm speaking to all my girls out there. You know, don't get caught up in the counterfeit. The enemy's going to send a counterfeit before the man of God comes to you. You know, if you
yes.
had to get him, he's a counterfeit. If you had to chase him, he's a counterfeit. If he came to you all wrong, you know, with the wrong attitude and the wrong thinking, counterfeit. We got to understand that the enemy is busy. If he is married, he is a counterfeit. Married and separated,
yeah.
he's a counterfeit. He's not the one for
yeah.
you. You know, we got to be very careful. And I'm talking to my unmarried ladies. We ain't going to call you single. We know because you're not single because you're married to Jesus. You know, we got to understand for those that want to have husbands, You got to wait on the Lord. You know, I was blessed. I was very blessed. But I fell in love young, and I got married young, and I was widowed really young. But God has not sent anybody else, and I'm fine with that because I know who my daddy is, and I know who I belong to, and I don't need anybody else because God provides all my needs. Hallelujah. According to his riches and glory. And so we got to be very careful where we step and where we step out. But this is what Dr. Stanley says from our word. Note those who cause division. We were just talking about this yesterday, were we not, evangelists?
Yes,
note
we
those
were.
Who cause division and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you learn and avoid them. And this is what Dr. Stanley tells us. Division is a sure mark of the evil one. Faction and schism and rancor and bitter interactions all point to the activity of Satan. God calls his people to unity to demonstrate his love to the world. We better get it. Catch it.
Amen.
Evil is in the wind. But if somebody, and I don't care if they're in or out of the church, if they are causing divisiveness, they have a spirit. This is what Dr. Stanley tells me. Division is a sure mark of the evil one. Factions and schisms and rancor and bitter interactions all point to the activity of Satan. God calls his people to unity to demonstrate his love to the world. God is not divisive. God is not a divider. God is a uniter.
No, it's not.
And if they are not uniting, and they're causing folks talking about killing people and doing all kinds of sorts of evil, that is not of God, and they are not of God. Walk away. And this is what the word of God says, Romans 16 and 19. Be wise in what is good. That's where our title comes from.
Amen.
And simple. And I said avoiding. God gave me avoiding evil. And it says, and simple concerning evil. And it says, we're on the wrong track if we're constantly asking ourselves, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? You have to ask yourself, what's wrong with it? You know you're doing something wrong. And it says,
amen.
That's a question for immature believers, not growing ones. God wants us to focus on what is good, not on what might be bad. Well, is it bad if I say this? If it's, girl, you know, I'm just talking. No, Watch yourself. We got to be very careful as Christians because the enemy will knock you off your square. And the next thing you know, you're in the wilderness in the dark. We got to be in the light of Jesus. And then it says in Romans 16 and 25, to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel, and that gospel of Christ, all Christian growth ultimately comes down to a willing partnership with God. Since we are partners with the love of God in our heart.
Hallelujah.
We know who we belong to. Come on now. And it goes on to say the only one who causes that growth is God. So then neither he who plants anything nor he who waters it, but God who gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3 and 7. We better understand. God is the only one that can give increase. But I want to get over here to us avoiding counterfeits before our time runs out. And this is what Dr. Stanley says. The news is filled with the resourceful but reprehensible ways that people invent to do evil. The wicked are always finding novel ways to take advantage of others and evade capture by clever disguises. It is very difficult to see the danger approaching, and even more complicated to see justice done after they've escaped. Unfortunately, the same is true within the church, which is why Paul admonished the Roman believers. I urge you, brothers, note those who cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by smooth words and flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple. False teachers. Come on now. This is where we all come in. We got to be careful. False teachers are everywhere, especially targeting the believers and congregations that are being most effective for Christ. Come on, preach it. Our enemy, Satan, doesn't want the church to be successful. So he sends his servants disguised as believers to destroy it from the inside. How many things have we seen going on in the church where we have allowed the enemy to slither in and cause divisiveness within the church body, where you have folks that have allowed politics to get into the church body and divide folks. You have had churches to say, well, if you're not this party or that party, then you can't be of Christ. Come on.
Yes.
The Lord God is not all into that foolishness. That is
no,
the spirit
not.
Of the enemy. That is the Antichrist spirit that's telling you, well, you can't be this or you can't be that. You got to be this because I'm this, and this is what I believe, so you got to believe it too. Everybody's individual, but you better understand it's dividing the congregation. It is not of God. And it goes on to tell us, however, because of Paul's warning, we know what to look for. We can identify false teachers by their message because they are not promoting the unity of the Spirit. Rather, they are inciting dissension, and contradicting the gospel message or adding to it in some way. They invite people to doubt that we know Christ personally through the Bible and indwelling the Holy Spirit, saying that something extra is needed. And, of course, only they know what that additional information is. We got to read the word ourselves. We can also recognize false teachers by what motivates them. Is Christ always at the forefront of their words and actions, or are they motivated by power, wealth, and publicity? Yeah, speak it. Do they imitate Christ's holy character and his attitude of loving servanthood, or do they display an air of superiority and demand that people obey them? Are they pouring themselves out to build God's heavenly kingdom, or are they using improper means to promote their own earthly realm? Finally, we will know false teachers by the outcome of their efforts. Though it may appear that their ministry is growing, are people actually accepting Christ? Or are they merely being drawn away from other Christian organizations and congregations? When looking closely at what is really going on, what we may find is that they're alienated more people from Christ than they've reached. However, the outcome of a healthy, God-honoring ministry is always mature believers in Christ. I thank God for our pastor, who is a believer. In Romans 16 and 19, Paul wrote, I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And God put in my heart to say, avoid evil, because it is impossible to keep up with all the ways that wicked people will try to attack the church, sending in counterfeits that cannot be our focus. Rather, as Paul admonished, we must be wise in what is good. We must focus on the word of God and having a deep, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the things that false teachers do will be evident to us, and we won't be drawn away by their smooth words and flattering speech. Instead, we will have victory over them because the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet. And that is our word for today. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're asking one from each other in Jesus' name. I pray over you and yours, and I'm turning it over to evangelists to pray us out. May the Lord God watch over you, everyone. Evangelist, out.
Amen. Yes. God, first and foremost, God, forgive us, God, for any deed, thought, word we said, or looks we made, God. Cleanse us, God, from all iniquity, Father God. May the words of our mouth, God, be accepted to you, God. Oh, Father God, I pray over each person, Lord, that was listening to your awesome word today, God. Oh, God, I thank you for Pastor Bridget, God, for what she does, God, to get the word out to the people, not just in Illinois, but all around the world, God. It shall be, God. Oh, God, we praise your mighty name. Lord, there is none like you, none. Father God, give us, God, this day, God, what to do, how to do it, God. Oh, God, I just praise your mighty name, Abba Father. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, continue, Lord God, to just bless us, Lord. Help us not to see, God, the evil, God, in people, but the good, God. Oh, Lord, and keep us from counterfeits, God. They're out here all around. Oh, yes, God. Not just in the world, God, but in the churches, God. God, help us, Lord, to know what to do, how to do it, what to say and how to say it, God. We are mere humans, God. You made us, and we thank you, Father God, for this day, a day we've never seen before. August 17th, 2022. If I'm wrong on the date, forgive me, God. Oh, Lord, I just praise and thank you, Lord, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my humble sight, be heart, be accepted in your sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you all for listening. Sister Carolyn has not sent her word to us this morning, so we will have Sister Carolyn's word on tomorrow. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Evangelist, for co-hosting this morning. We're going to thank God because we know that the enemy tried to come before, but we know a move of God has happened today. So I thank God. I lift up this word, and I thank all of you for hanging in there and listening in, even when we were having our technical issues at the beginning of the show. But I know that God was at work. The devil did
that's
give
right.
him glory today. Hallelujah.
And he,
so
that's
again,
right.
Just
he gets
keep
the glory
it in your heart. Be wise to what is good and avoid deceptive evil. If it's dividing something up, run, Christians. Run like your life depended on it, because it does, because that is a spirit of Antichrist trying to divide the church, trying to divide the body of Christ. If something or someone wants you to do something that's wrong, you know it's not of God, and you got to
run
from it. In Jesus' name, we're going to lift up our planet, lift up our country, lift up our world. Have a blessed day, everybody. It is a what? It's a wrap. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you, Mother. Thank all of you that have listened in today. Rita, I love you, love you, love you with all my heart. And I ask God to continue keeping you covered from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Thank you for being a mother of this church. We love you. We ask God's blessings over you and yours and that awesome husband of yours. We send him a big old hug and a kiss on a holy kiss, as they say. Have a great day, family. It's a wrap.
Amen. Love you.